Okay, Nita, we're ready for you, please.
Thank you, Jero. And thank you to all of you who are joining us tonight and tomorrow night to pray for America. It not only means so very much to me, but moreover, it means so very much to the Lord. And all of you have a reward waiting for you from Him. It will be personally from Him. And I believe that when it's in your hands, you're going to know, either intuitively or through a vision or dream, that the gift is from Him. He has a great sense of indebtedness to you who have bowed your knee in humility, love, meekness, forgiveness, long-suffering, and to labor in prayer together for our country. Had you not done it, I promise you, before the Lord our God, America would be under the sledgehammer of communism so tightly, we wouldn't be able to free ourselves. But because you have prayed and you've allowed God the authority and the power that He needs as God over the nations of the earth to intervene in ways that are not known in the public forum, but are well known to those who have prayed. When He brings the whole new world order down, which He is doing even as we speak, even though we've spent all these years praying and believing God for His intervention of this nation, we still can't imagine what the end product is going to be like. So thank you. I bless you. I bless my team, all those who have given selflessly. God has accepted your gifts of selflessness. And not only will the intercessors receive, but so will the members of this team receive from the hand of God. With that, I'm going to share some things that the Lord has given me. Regarding things that the elite have planned for the future, I'd like you to please take notes. If you don't have any way to do that, then please order this message, so that you have this information to be praying over. And we will start praying over it in the gatherings, in our prayer calls next weekend. Father, I thank you that in your love and your grace, you are going to do what man cannot do. even in these, not only the massive amount of things they're working on every day, to use them as means to bring America down. Our list continues to grow, and you continue to give us light and insight, authority, and power to work with you. We feel your love. We know your love. Your love is not like the love of man. That when we are less than perfect or incapable of doing things that we know we should be doing, you don't stand over us shaking your finger angry, but you bow yourself down to try to help us so that we leave nothing of importance left undone. And in that same manner tonight, we give you this meeting together that you might help us and get us to where we need to go. Thank you, my Father. Okay. These are going to be a brief list and a brief explanation of more plans that the elite are working on that we have not seen or known. There may be one or two things here that I have shared in the past, and the Lord is bringing them back to us to let you know that the elite are bringing these issues front and center. But we need to have this list so that we can be praying on them throughout the week, as well as when we're together on the weekend. Okay. Number one is bank wars. Now, when he gave me these points, he gave them to me in gunshot fashion. I mean, they were coming so quickly, I couldn't finish writing the first point before the next point was being given. And I was just terrified that I wouldn't remember everything that he was saying, although every word that he spoke felt like a 500-pound wrecking ball hitting my head. And I knew, I just decided to believe and trust that he will, with that weight, because that's what he was saying to me, these are weighty points. They are not lax. They are not something that we can take flippantly. They are weighty. And that if with them being of that nature, he's going to make sure I don't forget any of them. So I kept writing, and when it was over, I got all of them recorded. So the first point was bank, B-A-N-K, wars. It seems like we've heard about every kind of war in the world. by these people, but this is bank wars. And I needed to know what that could possibly mean, because in my mind, what I saw was the elite messing with the economy to the point that they really didn't care if it survived or not. And what I saw in a picture was a shaking up of the economy, massive shaking up worldwide. When I went on to the internet to look up bank wars, I was surprised by what I read, but I shouldn't have been, because we had to deal with this in the earliest days of our intercessions. And I think those of you who have been with us from the beginning will remember that we did do this. But now God is saying, this is a very, what they consider to be a very perfect time to initiate the next level of bank wars. Can we stop it? I believe we can. I don't think it's a minimizing. I believe we just flat need to stop it. If Trump goes into office, he will do it with almost without a glitch. And that is to get us on weights and balances that are pleasing in the eyes of God. The elite have no such thing in mind. They simply want 100% control over the world economy, period. So these bank wars are being exercised by central banks all over the world, where the central bank will come, rise up, let's put it like that, will rise themselves to war against national banks and to war against even international banks. Any bank that they feel they need to, their goal is to have one bank in a nation, period. There will be banks in every city, every village, every town, all the places where we have banks, but they will have one name, one root, and they will all be under they'll all be under the Federal Reserve when they complete what they want to do. So it's the Federal Reserve or the central bank that will lift themselves up as a Goliath, you might say, over these little Davidic banks all over the world. And one of those nations that are going to be touched by that will be America. The chaos will break out. The chaos will be, as you can well imagine, I mean, they could do it without much of a glitch. They're smart enough to do it, and if they aren't, they know how to get people to play their game if that's what they want. It doesn't have to be what they're going to make it. But when they are done, should they accomplish what they're after? One bank, and it will be a central bank, or, for instance, for America, a Federal Express Bank, will be the only remaining bank in the nation. We will have plenty of banks, but they will all be part and parcel of the Federal Reserve System. We must pray against this. That was number one. And when that like lead ball hit me in the head, my whole being just shivered and shook at the violence that they plan to bring forth in this bank war. You can go on the internet still, I'm sure, and get plenty of articles about it. I didn't look for a lot of articles. I wanted to know the basic program so that the Lord could talk to me and I would be able to know and understand what he was saying. So, bank wars. Under bank wars was, and I'm sure that probably all of you, if not most of you, have been expecting this, gas wars. We've had them in the past. I can remember when gas was 25 cents a gallon. And they took us through a gas war, boasting almost that they had run out of gas. So they had to get the prices up so they could buy some more to sell. And I was a kid. I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I am certain I had not reached my teens yet. But I could go back and I think probably and find out when gas was 25 cents a gallon. And when they finished with their gas wars, gas had gone up to $1.50 a gallon. And so I really believe if they're allowed to do what they want to do, our gas prices are going to soar like they never have before. But God is saying, this is not my will. I want you to pray against it, and I'll work with you. Isn't that exciting? I mean, the elite would do anything to kill, cheat, and to destroy America, especially because so many Americans love God. And God loves America so exceedingly. And any person or thing that represents that horrible entity called God, they absolutely hate, and they want to destroy it. But greater is he that rules from above and who is in us than he that is ruling the world, so he thinks. And the Lord's not going to let him break out against the prayers of the saints and to destroy all that they want to destroy. God loves his people. He loves his church. And he wants to fight for us. So he wants us to pray. Number three, European market goes ballistic. That's coming on their calendar. They're going to set up a chaos-ridden season in Europe, all of Europe, the little countries and the larger countries, as much as they possibly can. So the Europe will be so pleased, and I'm talking about Great Britain and others who have sought to break away from that system. It doesn't matter what has transpired in the past or the present. What matters is when they're expecting that the fallout is going to bring them to a total ownership of all of Europe, boy, are they going to be surprised when they see that it just didn't work the way they thought it would. They're expecting interventions against their evil plans by God. And they've tried hard to keep that from happening. But oh well, guys. I don't know what to say to you. But to those of you who love Jesus and to those who would not be on this phone tonight who do not love Jesus, God cares about you. He's a loving God. And the elite are not going to be able to do the massive market chaos that I saw quickly in the vision. Please understand that with every word and every let's just say every sentence and every word, I got hit in the head with this ball again. And with the hit in the head came a mini vision that showed many things so fast that my mind could hardly keep up with it. And so I wasn't able to remember a lot of it. But I do know that as we pray over it, we will cover the points and we will end up bringing forth what God wants us to bring forth, because it is in me and he brings it up when he needs it. I've gone through this kind of thing with him before. And I know he's faithful. When he's saying, I need you to do this, he is also telling me, and I will provide all that you need for you to do it. So let's not worry about what I don't know. Just go with what we know and let him lead us week by week. So the European market will go ballistic. Point four. The U.S. market will follow suit. Now, that is about as logical as it can be, isn't it? Obviously, if there's a huge rocket going ballistic in Europe, we're going to find the same kind of thing eventually happen here in America, if not right at the same time. And it will affect Asia. The whole world will be affected because they're trying to force us toward World War III. Point five, World War III. And if you don't think we need a big, powerful God to stop that, you don't know the situation, but I can remember several months ago, the Lord spoke to me and he said, or I was saying to him, Lord, the storm is coming. It's coming. I know it's coming. What do we do? And the Lord spoke to me and he said, you tell those people the storm is here and the storm is me. And I started laughing because when he said, is me, in my mind flashed the bigness and the greatness of God. And if you want anyone upset with you, you don't want it to be God. And yet he's saying he's the storm. And he's not coming against us. He's coming against the New World Order and all of their bad guy stuff. There will be a major explosion in the Middle East. I'm not going to say what that explosion is. If they get away with it, it could not only pummel Middle Eastern countries, but it really could ensure World War III. So this massive explosion is on the horizon. But the Lord is going to intervene. It's important that you believe every one of these things, because as you can tell, as I read them out, they are all capable of world-changing events. And we need to stop them all. Can we? No, we can't. But God can. So if we stay on his side, he will tell us what he wants us to do, what he will work through, and we will obey just like we've been doing. And he will be the explosion against the New World Order. Praise God, right? Okay, next, and this is number 7, is civil strife. With certain things that are going to happen, such as bank wars and gas wars, market problems, I think to expect civil strife would be very normal. But they're not going to take any chance that it won't happen. And they will, and they plan on helping that along. And when they do that, what they do is round up these people that somehow, whose names were given to them, that are great at creating chaos in their area. And they will pay them large amounts of money every day that they can keep the chaos going. So, and they will do it, and they've got the money to do it. So just know, if the Lord wants to allow it, he can. But he's telling me, this is not his plan. So if they rise up in civil strife, I want to promise you, every negative point I'm going to give you, and that we will start praying on next week, everyone, if any of these are allowed to prosper even a little bit, because we didn't pray enough over it, the Lord will use it to reveal what is concealed. And he will use it to block future things that would even be more devastating. And before you go to the next question, you may be thinking, well, then let's let this happen so we don't, you know, so that they won't want, need to go to the next level. No, because God is on the warpath. He doesn't want this to happen, and he wants to have this thing taken care of before any more serious damage can occur. Number 8, the citizens, and I know I've been saying this to you for probably the last 2 or 3 years, but it's still on their agenda. As they are trying to turn America into a communist country, they don't want the civil strife. They don't want to have to do a World War III because America offers so much to them that is already set up. And it would be a lot easier just to go with the route that we're discussing tonight than to have to send World War III upon America. But the citizens, if the government doesn't arise and start fighting for America and its citizens, citizens like Donald J. Trump and Elon Musk, who love this country, are going to make the elite feel incredibly sad that they ever sought to hurt it. They will not take this lying down. And all the citizens of this country that feel like they do will be raising up their banner of war against the government in the nation. In America, we all know it's the major head is Washington, D.C., and each country has its own governmental head. But God will fight for the people. It will come down, but it's not the best way for it to come down. The best way for it to come down is God's way. And so we just need to keep that in prayer, that nothing will be allowed that goes against God's ultimate plans and purposes. And as he himself has stopped this uprising of the citizens of America against the government all these years. I may have even written this in some of my books. I've known this for so long, but it was one of the points that he gave me the other night. God will seek to stop it and do it his way if we'll pray. Number 9, our electric grid, I guess, has been coming under attack. I can remember telling our team clear back in the first year that we lived here in the Seattle area, that there's going to be a major major attack against a major electrical grid in this country. And who knows how many others they're going to try to hit. Well, Elizabeth said that this has been going on. They are striking at electrical grids. I don't watch the news, so I didn't know that. But God is not going to let their nonsense prosper. So we need to be praying against that also. I'm really proud of Riley Gaines. And that's number 10. She won her suit against men being a part of, you know, the Olympics that she's a part of. The Supreme Court agreed with her sense of righteousness, and they agreed with it and made it illegal. So we still have about half of the nation that has not happened in as yet, but she won a major case, and I'm so proud of her. So in many states, half of the country, men will not be able to participate in sports shoulder to shoulder with women. They will not be able to go into locker rooms or bathrooms with women. I mean, everything they planned just got shot down. So we need to keep praying over that. God will take care of all of it if we'll let him. Number 11. The reason for all of this chaos is that their efforts are being designed to make Americans wary and hopeless so that they can overtake the nation. But people of the Word and people of prayer find hopelessness a very difficult thing to embrace. The Word tends to fill our hearts, our minds, and our soul with hope. And that's what we need. We need to keep ourselves filled with God through prayer and the Word, so that our hope will remain. Our trust in God will give us that kind of hope. And he will even give us a joy. If we had to walk through every one of these things, it would be to us as an inconvenience. But it would not be able to break the back of a true Christian. So that is what their hope is. And I'm just telling you right now that you need to strengthen yourself, because we need to be praying over these things. But even their motives, I thought, were quite interesting. I asked the Lord, why do they want to do all this stuff? Because all I can see is, you know, innocent blood, innocent blood, innocent blood, nations being utterly destroyed. It was horrible, the visions I was getting. And then he gave me their reasoning. So I think we need to pray not only against these things, but pray that God will allow them to fall right in to the picture I'm seeing in my mind is vortex. that they will fall right into the vortex of confusion over their own plans and find themselves hopeless and without strength to fight the battles they're planning on fighting. And that everything they do between now and then, God will use to expose from the least to the greatest and stand in hope for the nations. We love America. We want America to stand strong. But we love the other nations also. I've ministered in many nations, and I just love the people. The church is a church, you know? And it's hard not to love Christians. And so, because they're God's children, He really loves them. So we pray, we stand in the gap, not only for America, but for the nations of the world. And really, for the sake of those who have been deluded by the New World Order, that God can bring them out before they themselves are destroyed. Okay, I think that's enough for tonight. Gives us plenty to pray for. And I'll certainly keep you up to date as the Lord keeps me up to date. We can win because we've been winning, and He's showing us how to win. And the more we win, the more that God's forces are strengthened from an earthly standpoint to win future battles. Easier, much easier than if they were new battles and no victories had been accomplished before their appearance. So the hard ones for us have come and gone, and we gain victory after victory after victory after victory. But it will make gaining these victories much easier. So don't be afraid, only pray. We love you.